Over the last few years, Unitarian Universalism as a whole has been addressing our faith tradition's historical and contemporary participation in the overarching culture of white supremacy that is systemic in the United States and around the world. To that end, the UUA, the National Association of UU Congregations, and UU congregations around the country have been examining, reflecting, and restructuring with a goal of centering the voices from the margins of our faith. Events that took place in the spring of 2017 were a key inflection point in the long-term journey of our faith towards an anti-racist, anti-oppressive, and multicultural beloved community, as Kerry McDonald, the UUA's executive vice president, told the UU World in an article on the work done by the Commission on Institutional Change. People of color, Black and Indigenous folks, have since the beginning been dismissed, overlooked, and silenced. People living with disabilities, people who identify as transgender, bisexual, lesbian, or gay, and also, unfortunately still, people who are younger or older or women. And if you have multiple intersecting identities, that marginality is even harder to overcome. Last June, the theme for our annual General Assembly was the power of we. A total of 6 questions were posed to attendees. Today, we will consider the first 3. Next Sunday, we'll be able to engage with the second set of questions. If you're reading ahead, you'll see those questions in the announcement about next week's worship service. But I'm not encouraging you to read ahead right now. I want to emphasize that these 2 worship services are a very, very incomplete beginning to the kinds of conversations for liberation that I hope we can take up here at BREW. The questions posed are questions related to formulating a new vision for the UUA, and I believe that they can be useful to us as we continue to engage in our own visioning process at BREW this year. The way this is going to work is that you will take several minutes to talk with one or at most 2 of the people sitting closest to you about each question as it is raised in the service. I will keep time and signal when you should switch turns for speaking. In other words, one person is talking and the other person is listening. This is not a dialogue, but a chance to listen and hear the thoughts of the person next to you in the pews. So only one of you will speak for the allotted time. Please stick to the question at hand. You will have plenty of time to speak, so if you need a little time to collect your thoughts, that's fine. The current question will be up on the screen as well as in your order of service. And I do realize that doing this in the sanctuary has its limitations for those with hearing impairments, which I apologize for in advance. Maybe you want to jot down a few key words and phrases and simply share those instead of trying to speak in full sentences or long thoughts. Consider this a start to a longer and deeper conversation. I will be signaling the time up for each person speaking. You have 3.5 minutes each. And the first question, which is going to go up on the screen, is what sustains yours and our faith community's efforts towards inclusion, equity, and diversity? You may start. So you should switch if you haven't already switched. Okay, so I realize that you're in groups that are larger than 2, some of you. And what I'm going to suggest is that in the next question, those who haven't spoken to this question, they speak first. But in the interest of time, we're going to move along. We're going to take a little breather and sing, because breathing and singing is good for us. Oh, look at that. We're right on time. Okay. So the second question is, what limits you from living out our faith's promise towards liberation and transformation? Did you get that, or do I need to repeat it? I will repeat it. The second question is, what limits you from living out our faith's promise towards liberation and transformation? I'm going to set the time a little bit shorter so we can do more iterations during this section. You may start. You should switch. Let's switch again on this question so that those who are feeling like third wheels can be part of the conversation. Go ahead and start. And if you would quiet yourselves, going to invite the choir to come up and serenade us. So it's a little bit like being in the middle of a beehive this morning. It's great. Wonderful energy. Our third question, and we'll do three iterations again. What should we expect of ourselves and one another in living out our covenantal relationships? That is, what are the expectations we have around the promises we make about how we behave together? We are one. We are love. We are how we are together and nothing more. You may start. You should switch. We'll do one last iteration. Say whatever it is that you haven't already said to the people around you. You have 2.5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to invite Mike Cleary to come grab the microphone and take us into sharing our sorrows and our joys with each other.